The number of Australians paying the top income tax rate will more than double within 10 years. The Centre for Independent Studies has analysed the latest figures from the Parliamentary Budget Office, figures which say that we'll be in surplus by 2021, but the projected surplus will be reached only because the number of Aussies in the top tax bracket will jump from 400,000 people to 1.2 million people within a decade. Let's go to Michael Potter, economist for the Centre for Independent Studies. He joins us on the line. Michael, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
That's a lot of people in the top tax bracket.
Yes, it is. It's a very big increase. Part of it is because Australia is growing larger, but a lot of it is because of bracket creep, where the tax thresholds are not indexed to inflation. So as our wages go up, we move into the higher bracket. Now, wages aren't growing particularly fast, but they're not zero either. So gradually, over time, and particularly over a decade, you have a lot of people moving into the top bracket.
Okay, we do hear a lot about wages being stationary and not moving at all. When was the last time anyone got a pay rise? But that's different to bracket creep, right?
Well, it is related. People are getting wage increases. They're just not very big. The thing is, over 10 years, you can have a small wage increase year in, year out, and that actually adds up to quite a bit over 10 years.
So what can we do about this? I suppose all we've got to do is make some noise about the need for tax reform, don't we?
Oh, absolutely. The most important thing here is for the tax thresholds to be indexed to inflation or wages, preferably wages, because usually wages grow faster than inflation.
And the highest tax rate, we need something done about that, although, I mean, I know that it has come down in some instances in not recent years, but in the past, but there doesn't seem to be a lot of motivation to bring it down.
No. Well, I think in about the 2008 election, both parties went into the election saying, oh, we should in the long term get the top rate down. But that's sort of gone by the wayside. And now, in fact, the Labor Party is talking about increasing it, not reducing it.
Yeah, we should over the long term. In other words, never. Good to talk to you, Michael. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Michael Potter, economist for the Centre for Independent Studies.